Book yourself. Good morning, everyone. Continuing in Simon Tov Reish Sadi Hey 695. So, of course, when we eat our suda, if you eat any meal that requires washing on Purim, so when we bench Omer Al Hanisim Beberkas Hamazon, you have to recite the insertion of Al Hanisim during your benching, during Berkas Haaretz. That's when you insert it. If one forgets Al Hanisim, it's actually not so simple. There are many poskim who say you have to repeat benching. That's not how we paskin, because there are other poskim who say, no, you don't. We paskin Safik Brachos Lahakel, on this one at least, and you don't repeat your benching, but it's try as hard as you can not to forget. Additionally, if a person begins their Purim Suda during the daytime, they finish their Suda after Purim, it's, let's say, after Tzeis. So it's not, we've seen this before when it comes to other areas, other insertions on special occasions in these types of scenarios. It's actually not the simplest thing in halacha. But the Machaber Paskin, this is how the Mishnah Berurah rules, is that indeed you do recite Al Hanisim. The one notable exception would be when Purim falls out on a Friday. So if you started eating your Purim Suda on Friday and now it's Shabbos, now you've got yourself a bit of a tricky situation. And when that year comes, we'll figure that out. But really, in that scenario, really, you have to make sure that you finish your Purim Suda before, and you should bench before Shabbos, because then you are in a halachic conundrum. In Sif Dalid, very important halacha, which we're all familiar with, Chayiv l'shalach l'chaveiro shnei matnos basar shal minei achalim, shenemar mishloach manos Yisrael. Of course, on Purim we have a chiyuv of sending mishloach manos to our friends, which is defined as sending two food items to one person. Shtei manos le'ish echad, says the Mechaber, two food items to one person. That fulfills your obligation. But of course, if you can send mishloach manos to more people, that's a great thing. And that's indeed the halacha. The halacha, the Ramah points out two very important halachas. Yesh l'shalach manos b'yom v'lo b'layla. Mishloach manos, the mitzvah, is on the day of Purim. So if you deliver shloach manos today, if you deliver mishloach manos Purim in evening, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah. The mitzvah is during the daytime specifically. And the Ramah also tells us, the halacha is, v'isha chayeves matanas lavyonim mishloach manos ki'ish. Women are just as obligated in both the halacha of matanas lavyonim as well as the laws of mishloach manos. Please keep that in mind for your wives. But the halacha Ramah tells us, isha tishach li'isha v'ish li'ish. Women should send to women and men should send to men. Now, just two final halachas, and there are many halachas of mishloach manos, but two practical halachas, which I think are very important. There is one of the great urban legends on Purim. I don't know where this came from. I mean, I have a theory where it came from. Is that your mishloach manos, when you send two food items, they need to be two food items of separate brachas. We've always been taught that. It's totally incorrect, as far as I'm aware. It's totally made up. The halacha is absolutely clear. The mechab, first of all, it's absent. The halacha, I've never seen that mentioned anywhere. But more than that, the mechaber tells us, shtei manos basar. You have to give it. He gives an example. How does one fulfill your obligation in mishloach manos? You give two pieces, two types of meat. Well, meat is all the same bracha. So I think that's a big urban legend. I have that confirmed. It is an urban legend. You can give two. It could be the same bracha. That's fine. It has to just be two separate food items. And of course, the Mishnah Berurah, well-known halacha, but it is important. Mishnah Berurah tells us, b'tshuvas binyan tzion, he points out, nistapik, it's not so simple. It could be the halachic requirement of mishloach manos is to send these mishloach manos specifically through an agent. Mishloach, it should be sent, as if to imply shlichos through a third party. And a person should definitely, on Purim, make sure you do that at least once. Give food through Mr. A to give it to Mr. B, just to fill this opinion, which Mishnah Berurah seems to be very makbid on. And that is the story. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.